USDA continues to move forward with activities to implement the Agricultural Act of 2014, also known as the Farm Bill, all while the Ag Appropriations Bill that funds a good portion of those activities is working its way through Congress. Today, Gary Adams, Vice President of Economics and Policy Analysis for the National Cotton Council, joins us to provide some insight on the relationship between the two important bills.
Of course, we know the Farm Bill has been authorized, and that covers farm programs for the next several years. But a very important process of Congress or product of Congress is the annual appropriations bills. And in many cases, the Farm Bill will authorize certain programs, but the Appropriations Committee actually has to appropriate the funds so that those programs can be operated. The appropriations process is moving through both the House and Senate, and these are funds that will apply to programs in the fiscal year 15.
And as the full House prepares to take up the bill, the National Cotton Council joins the National Council of Farmer Cooperatives and more than 30 other farm and ag groups, urging House members to reject any amendment to the bill that would weaken the Farm Bill.
One of the things I think we have to be prepared for is the potential for amendments to be offered to the appropriations that may actually go back and try to amend some of the provisions that were included in the new Farm Bill. We're going to be diligent through that process to hopefully make sure this appropriations bill can continue to advance through the floor debate without any damaging amendments.
Ag groups say farmers and ranchers need an opportunity to first adjust to the new Farm Bill without further changes. Julie McPeak with Southeast AgNet.